Lion's Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?
Hello, and welcome to another podcast from the Blind Square team. My name's Alan Robbins, and I will be with you for the next little while demonstrating another feature of Blind Square. In today's demonstration, we're going to take a short walk together, and I'm going to demonstrate the use of Blind Square along with a third-party app called Google Maps. One of the things the developer of Blind Square gets asked quite often is, will Blind Square give you turn-by-turn directions while walking? The short answer is the app itself will not. However, the developer has made a very nice and smooth interface to use third-party apps such as Google Maps, Navigon, Motion Drive, and a host of others. You can check the Blind Square website to see if the third-party GPS app that you may have is supported. So basically what we are going to do in a few minutes is head outside, and I'm going to walk you through launching Blind Square and opening up Google Maps and actually take you on a short walk. A couple of things I would like to mention. Today's podcast is being done on an iPhone 4S. I will be using Blind Square version 1.45, and the iOS system on my iPhone is iOS 6.1.3. So if anything works a little differently with your equipment, it may just be a different version of Blind Square or iOS or whatever, but you should be able to achieve similar results. One other thing I'd like to mention before we head outside is, if you do not have Google Maps on your phone at this point, when you go to launch a route within Blind Square, there will be a button you can click on to download Google Maps. It is a free download, and the maps install on your phone and you'll be all set. One additional thing I would like to mention is that Google Maps, unlike an app like Navigon, does not download the maps directly to your phone. So there will be a small amount of data used when you are doing this. If that is a concern to you, you may want to check with your provider or data plan to see how that works, but it doesn't use a lot. The other thing I would like to mention is that when you are using GPS apps, they do draw down on the battery pretty heavily. So if you are planning to go for like an hour and a half or 2 hour walk and you need turn-by-turn directions, you probably will want to have some spare battery power with you. There are a number of settings within Blind Square that you can customize, but I would like to mention that for today's demonstration, I kept announcement of location on, but I turned off some of the shake features, such as shake for location, shake to check into Foursquare, and shake for a pedometer reading. I also turned the radius of my announcements down so as to not hear a tremendous amount of points of interest announced, which may interfere with some of the messages that Blind Square will give or Google Maps. While we are walking, I will just quickly point out key things that Blind Square will say, but I won't elaborate on them so that you can get the full benefit of the walk. Okay, I think we are set, so I will meet you outside. Okay, we are back outside, so let's quickly select the destination.
Page 2 of 4. Stock Audible. Blind Bargains. Blind Square. BS Beta. Chirp. USB. Blind Square.
Okay, well, double first, tap to open. Hold launch Blind Square.
Blind Square. Search. Button. Double tap to do a search. Crossing of Clyde Street and South Kingsborough Avenue. My place is home. 53 feet at 3 o'clock.
Okay, it announces our current location, so let's go to My Places and select a place for a test demo walk with the Google Maps.
Tip 4 square other. Filter announce mute speech. Search places. My Places. Search. Selected. My Places. My Places. Found 1 places within radius of 164 feet. My Places, add place, but sorted by popularity. Home. Sorted by home, Robbins, Sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 0.33 miles at 6 o'clock.
Okay, that's not too far of a walk, so let's select that. So we will one
finger. Sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 0.33 miles at 10 o'clock.
Double tap on that.
Sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 0.33 miles at 3 o'clock. Back, button. Double tap to return to the previous screen. Sidewalk and Saratoga edit button. Category is My Places. Start tracking. Plan a route button.
Okay, we one
double
finger
tap to
right
send coordinates
click
of this place to a third-party navigation app installed on your device.
And we go down to the plan a route button, and we will now one finger double tap on that.
Alert. Select navigation app. Maps. Navigate button. Google Maps button.
As you could see,
double
I had
tap
three
to send coordinates of this place to Google Maps.
Three choices there, Maps, Navigon, and Google Maps, and for this demonstration we are going to use the Google Maps. So we will one finger double tap.
Arts and Entertainment, sir. Sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard is selected as a destination. Starting navigation application Google Maps. Google Maps, directions, button. Driving mode, button.
Okay, so the screen opens and we will flick over to pedestrian.
Transit mode, bicycling mode, selected, walking mode, button.
Which is nicely automatically selected.
Cancel. 49S Kingsborough 8, Gloversville, New York, 12078, button.
That's our starting destination.
Swap starting destination, but 62 Saratoga Boulevard, Glovers. 9 minutes walking via Woodward 8 and Saratoga Boulevard. 0.5 miles.
Okay, that is the projected route, and now we need to one finger double tap on that to select it.
Cancel button. Menu button.
Okay, now we need to
move to my location. 9 minute walking. Navigate button.
Go over to the navigate button.
Navigate button. Head north.
Okay, so we are going to start out by heading north. Now, the one nice thing with this app is if you flick over to the directions.
Back button. Navigation menu button. 9 minutes.
You can hear how long the walk is going to take approximately.
Navigation menu button. Back button. North up view button. Head north on S Kingsborough 8 toward Woodward 8. Adjustable.
Okay,
swipe
now
up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
If you want to look at your route before you start out, it's right there as a peeker item. And all you have to do is flick your finger up or down to hear the next direction.
North up view. Turn right onto Woodward 8. 250 feet. Adjustable.
And that would be our next turn.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So I'll put it back to where it starts.
North up, head north on S Kingsborough 8 toward Woodward 8. Adjustable.
Okay, now this
swipe
wants us to head
one finger to adjust the value.
North on Kingsborough Ave to Woodward, but as I had said before, with the traffic, we're going to take a detour and go down Clyde, and you will see that the Google Maps will correct itself en route. So let me stick my phone in my pocket. Okay, I believe we are set, and here we go.
Address is 8 Clyde Street, Gloversville, heading northeast.
There's the announcement of where we are.
Head east.
And there was the corrected guidance from
Address is 13 Clyde Street, Gloversville, heading east.
Google Maps is to head east, and then of course Blind Square chimes in and lets you know to continue to do so.
Address is 21 Clyde Street, Gloversville, heading east.
Turn left to stay on Clyde Street.
Feet, crossing of Clyde Street and Jewish Cemetery Road.
So there's your combination directions from Google, and then backed up and reinforced by Blind Square. And here we are at the corner. Take a quick left.
Turn right onto Woodward Avenue.
Address is 35-99 Clyde Street, Gloversville, heading north. Feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Clyde Street.
Okay, no cars, we'll zip across here.
Feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Monroe Street.
Neighborhood is quiet this evening, which is actually great for doing this podcast.
Address is 40 Woodward Avenue, Gloversville, heading east. Feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Spruce Street.
Those are pretty standard announcements to give you an indication of how far the next crossing is. So it makes it easy to figure it out and be consistent.
Grocery store, Hannaford. 41 feet at 3 o'clock.
And there's an example of an announcement of a point of interest. Well, here's a little challenge.
39 feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Pearl Street.
Someone had their driveway sealed today, so it's roped off. Have to remember that on the way back.
You have walked 0.30 miles in 7 minutes.
And our pedometer announcement. Sounds like we have some kids up ahead here playing.
Address is 48-68 Woodward Avenue, Gloversville.
Turn right onto Saratoga Boulevard.
Feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Saratoga Boulevard.
So as you can see how the two directions work very well hand in hand to provide that turn-by-turn guidance. Okay, and we'll turn here. And we do not have too much further to go for this demonstration.
Address is 46 Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading south. Destination sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 310 feet at 11 o'clock. Destination sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 200 feet at 12 o'clock.
And this is the
track. Address is 52 Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading south.
The tracking mode of Blind Square, which is now kicked in.
Destination sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 122 feet at 11 o'clock. Sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 76 feet at 12 o'clock. Destination sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 48 feet, 9 o'clock.
Your destination is on the right.
51 feet at 9 o'clock. Address is 62 Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading south. Destination sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 61 feet at 7 o'clock. 34 feet at 1 o'clock. You arrived at sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. About 15 feet. Sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard is not tracked anymore.
Okay, we successfully reached our destination using Blind Square with Google Maps. Hopefully this has been a bit helpful in helping you to see how the two apps do work nicely together. So what we learned today is using Blind Square along with a third-party app, in this particular demonstration, Google Maps. So at this point, you should be able to launch Blind Square, pick a destination, or use the search option in Blind Square to find a destination, launch a route with Google Maps, and achieve turn-by-turn directions to successfully help you reach your destination. One other thing I didn't mention while we were walking, but you will notice when you use Google Maps, is each time a turn is provided to you, your phone will vibrate a couple of times in your pocket. So if for some reason you didn't hear it, you could then pull the phone out of your pocket and just flick over to the screen to see what the next destination or turn would be. Okay, that wraps up today's podcast from the Blind Square team. Again, my name's Alan Robbins, and hopefully you will find some information in today's podcast that will help you to use the app better. If you have general questions, you can email me directly at arobin2@nicap.rr.com. That's ARobin, the number 2, the at symbol, nycap.rr.com. If you have specific questions, you could check out the Blind Square website at www.blindsquare.com. That's BLINDSQUARE.com. I would also encourage you to consider joining the email list dedicated to the Blind Square GPS app. To join that list, send a blank email to blindsquaregps-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That is blindsquaregps-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Again, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to you in future podcasts. Blind Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?